All right, y'all, No Jumper, man. I'm back, man. You here with T-Rail. I got my boy co-hosting again, my boy Trevor. And I'm here with a special guest right now. Somebody I really been wanting to interview for a while. Really wanted to speak to, you feel me? Because he's done a lot for the culture. And he's, I feel like, been a little bit unappreciated, you know? So I'm here with my boy Taj. What's the deal?
Man, I appreciate it, bro. The deal is, this is why I'm here. This is why I reached out, why I was on you a little bit, why I'm on everybody else, because I realized that, like, it's not even really just so much about the respect, right? Like, I could be doing what I'm doing for the rest of my life and be extremely happy. I love what I do. But it low-key hurts my feelings, bro, that BET, of all places, has never nominated me for something. And this is not about BET. It's just about the fact that, like, I have to look at myself and be like, okay, you did all that work, but did you do your due diligence to, like, actually put yourself out there? Or did you fall on, like, that whole be modest and artists should be modest, let the work speak for itself? Times are changing, you know what I'm saying? So whatever I have a problem with, as a man, you got to look at yourself and be like, well, are you a part of the problem? And so I have been. So I'm speaking up.
I mean, you one of the people that I put on a high pedestal. Like, it was almost like I didn't want to hit you, like, until I felt like I was solidified in this shit. Because I know I haven't been doing this shit, and people have never seen me in this light. So I want people to see me and really actually see me taking this shit serious. I wanted to put in my groundwork, put in my work, so people would be like, okay, this nigga's really doing what he do. Because people like you, you know what I'm saying? Like, you guys are really head first in what you guys are doing. You feel me? You take everything serious in every field, you know what I'm saying, that you do. So I kind of didn't want to, you know, hit you up. But to start going back into it and looking at you and looking at all these interviews you've been doing, you know, and speaking up, I'm like, damn, like, you know, like, for you to not be appreciated in the field, like, it's really, like, it is disappointing. You feel me? It's like,
a little bit.
How do you deal with that?
Well, it's still early for me, right? Like, I was looking at Martin Scorsese winning an Academy Award a few years back. And I remember thinking to myself that, like, yo, he got to be, like, in his 80s or something like that, right? And he's still doing tutorials, still doing master classes. Like, this is creativity. It doesn't stop. It just stops when you stop. You know what I'm saying? And so it's early for me, man. Like, I'm a new dad. You know what I'm saying? I'm a new dad. And even with that, I realized, like, oh, life is kind of starting all over. So everything that I went through, this is the reason why I went through those things. Every time that you ask yourself, and I'm gonna bring it back to the professional side, but every time I've asked myself, why is this happening? Why is that happening? It's for one, for my son, so that I can lead him down the right path. But that's through the prism of my career as a professional. It's through the prism of just life in general. So I'm like, yo, if you have an issue with something, then you have to fix it. You know what I mean? And I've always been, like, a little timid about things like that. Like, I grew up as an artist. You know what I mean? Latchkey kid, always in the house, no TV in my room till I was like 15 years old, drawing all the time. Like, that's been my entire life. So I've had no reason to really boast about it. Like, I've known Jay's, what, since I was 19 to over 20 years, more than half my life. You know what I'm saying? And so, like, he'll tell you, like, there's never been a moment where I wasn't being creative, but I also wasn't a person that was, like, really, like, boasting about it. You know what I'm saying? Because it's just something that I did naturally. It's like breathing for me. So, but, you know, I'm also seeing other opportunities, and I'm seeing things, and I'm speaking about yourself too, bro. Like, you didn't have to be solidified in this to get your respect. I've been seeing you for a long time, from management to what you did in the clothing shit to everything. You go out, you set out to do something, and you seemingly do it, man. So, I mean, you didn't have to be solidified here to hit me up. I've been seeing that. You could have hit me years ago.
Like, I know you took some time off too. Did, you know, having a new child, like, mm-hmm. you know, sway that, like, you know, I mean, because everybody ain't fucking Kendrick, you know what I'm saying? Like, we can't take no time off and then come back out with an album and everybody right, gonna right. love us, you
right,
feel me?
Right,
so,
right.
Did your son, like, change your mind? Like, you know what? I need to get back out here.
Yeah. One, he did. And, you know, there's things that I want for him, you know. I didn't have, like, my life was pretty cool, you know, growing up. I had everything that I asked for. I got a good education, decent education, and things like that. I didn't really need for anything, you know what I mean? But for my son, you know, I want more for him. I want him to travel early. I want him to see the world early. I want him to understand, like, I want him to, you know, to be like literate, you know what I mean, when it comes to like his finances and things like that. Like, younger growing up, like when I first started, it was like, oh, these checks ain't gonna never stop coming. You're just throwing money around, just, you know, it feels good, right? Especially when you're making it on your own. But there are things that I want for him. And so I call this the second bite of the apple, where I'm really going in and I'm really thinking about what I'm doing, what this is going to do for my son. And I'm delegating. So I'm like, I'm reaching out to people that may know, that may have the information that I don't have. And I'm used to doing things on my own, but that's not always good. There's always someone out there that can get you to that place that you're trying to get to faster, and get you there, like, you know, I guess, for lack of better words, in a better way. Jay, for example, I had this book. Jay, how long did I show you that book? Like 2015?
Oh, yeah, it's like,
I just took that book into Tashin the other day and just had a meeting. How, though? Why does it take so long? You know what I'm saying? Is it because I know that I can make another one? Because I have already. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, well, what are you doing, man? Like, you have it, you're collecting all this stuff. What are you doing with it? So I finally kicked myself in the ass, looked at myself, and I was like, look, this is your issue, bro. You can deliver and do stuff for everybody else, all these different artists and everything, you know what I mean? And it's been a roller coaster. But what about you? When you gonna do for you? When you gonna step up and do for you and hop in front of the camera? So I'm here, I started acting. I'm doing everything, man. I'm doing everything, keeping things more consistent, focusing on my brand more. And I'm enjoying it too, man. Me, I'm kind of fucking dope, man. So me, I like focusing on me and learning about what my potential could be, like where I can go.
I mean, I know this is your second coming too. So you, now that you're sitting here in a different light, because, you know, you really don't do a lot of interviews, you know, unless it was important, you feel me? Because, you know, the field you were in, right, like, you didn't really have to. So, you know, just with the No Jumper fans here, you know, let's just kind of start from the beginning. We don't have to go dig real deep, but, yeah, you know, let's enlighten them on, like, where you started from and, or who you are.
Well, I came from East Oakland, you know what I'm saying, through and through. Proud of it, if you can see it on my chest, you know what I mean? It's a hustle grounds there, like, you know, a lot of places, but there it's like, it's something that it's just rooted in who we are, you know what I mean? It's rooted in it's in our DNA, it's in the history, it's in the culture, and, you know, like, there's no reason if you ain't eating out there, it's your fault. You know, nobody feeling sorry for you, right? And it's the land of the independent hustle, so... You know, like, where you see an opportunity, where you saw equipment, I saw some equipment, I saw some opportunity. In high school, I kind of dabbled with photography, but it was A.E.'s uncle, right, when it was the A's. He was like, yo, man, I heard you talking about a camera. I got a camera. I tried photography. It ain't really work out for me. I don't care. You can borrow it. You know what I'm saying? See what you can do with it. So I took it to the streets, you know, started off with the A's. You know, shooting the team, Clyde Carson and all of them. We talking about 05, 06.
So you were shooting AE's videos back then.
I shot Yada Da Mean.
Wow.
That was my second video ever.
That's crazy.
How did you learn how to use a camera? Because back then you can't, like, go on YouTube and look up tutorials and shit, right?
Nah. Well, you know what? I just went online. The internet was around. I just went online. And actually, I went online and I went to, I think it was not School of Visual Arts, but the Academy of Arts, San Francisco, and they actually had the cinematographers, but in first name order. Like, so it was alphabetical order, but by first names. And so Alejandro Lalinde, which a lot of people know me to work with him. He's a cinematographer that we worked with for a long time, great cinematographer. We just linked up and I was like, look, I don't know anything. I don't know anything, but I have taste. I have taste. I'm willing to get through anything to get to the vision that I want. I have references. I'm as prepared as I can be without knowing shit. Mm. Will you help me? You're straight shot, you know? And he was like, yeah. And I was like, okay, cool. So he came in from Frisco, got on the BART, met him over right over there by Lake Merritt. And we sat down and we devised a plan. And it was at that table that we told each other, like, look, we're gonna work together after this. He was like, because you don't know it, because I've been doing this for a long time and you haven't been doing this at all, you got it. It's just a natural thing. I can tell you're gonna go a long way. Me and him did 26 videos together after that.
So you just looked his name up from like a directory or something?
I don't know anything. When I talk about I don't know anything, I don't know anybody that's in the industry. Yeah. I don't know anything. I just know that the engineering, being a sound engineer, wasn't something that I was passionate about. I learned how to do it, and I had a recording studio, a couple of different like recording studios, and then like it just wasn't, it didn't give me what I wanted, and I didn't know what I wanted, but I was still searching for it. It's like searching in the dark. You're just patting around until you feel it, and you're like, oh, this is it. This is what I'm looking for, right? And that led me to photography, and the photography, I was like, oh, this is cool, but I just wish these images was moving, because I noticed that I would take like 300 photos per shoot, which is a little overkill. So then how do you make them move, you know what I mean? And then that led me to music videos, really just following my heart and being honest with myself, like, this is cool, but this is not it. And then music videos, man, like the very first shot that I shot for the team, like the very first shot that I saw that worked, I was in love.
And you already had the relationship with these artists because you were doing like mixtapes and stuff?
Well, I had a recording studio, and I'm good at bartering. I'm good at being like, oh, you got something, seeing what you got. Money isn't always the, if you don't know what to do with the money, you know what I'm saying? That may not be the best trade. So I'm like, I need to learn so that I can raise my value. You know what I'm saying? I can have some value. I need to learn, and I need to be around people that have been in recording studios. I need to be around some people that got a good sound. I heard Clyde Carson, and I'm like, oh, he got it. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, you got it. The team was popping. So I was like, yo, y'all can record at my crib for free.
Were there any influences, though, growing up?
Artistically, yeah. I mean, my brother, you know, Bobby Joseph, you know, he was the head designer for FUBU almost like for its entirety. And so I got to see that whole 90s, you know, the whole come up with them, like from the ground up, from the backyard in New York to the Empire State Building. You know what I'm saying? And like, I was like, I saw it. And, I learned a lot from him. But, you know, just visiting him during the summers, I would intern. I would either be at Sean John or I'd be over at FUBU, moving around wherever I could work. He'd be knocking on doors like, my little brother gonna be here for 2 months, put him to work. And I learned a lot taking out those trash cans and, you know, printing shit and doing whatever they asked me to do. But what I gained a sense of is like who I was, right? Like you can have all the colors on the spectrum. You can have everything in here, but you're not gonna take everything with you. Right? We're all going to leave with something different. And so I left with like the relationship with color, you know what I mean? Which is something that I excelled at, like relationship with color, the fearlessness to put colors together. I got that from our brother, aesthetic, composition, things like that. You know what I mean? And I took it and made it my own thing.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, man, for you to become for you to be doing that. I mean, let's go back to AE's video where you got your start. So was AE video like the first like thing people seen, like, okay,
yeah,
he's really doing his thing, and then the word of mouth got out, like, let's use Tosh.
Yeah, because I had a plan, right? So I dropped my very first video. My very first video ever was The Team, a song called Patron in 2005, and I dropped it on the same day. It's black and white, mind you. I dropped it on the same day as Tell Me When to Go.
Oh, shit.
I don't know what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? So everything was Tell Me When to Go, and nobody was talking about my video.
But where do you release these at?
It was on like YouTube, MySpace, okay, mainly like MySpace. Remember the bulletin board? Bulletin board. I was tearing the bulletin board up where they was like, yo, if you post one more time, we're going to close your account. Like, you're doing too much. You know what I'm saying? But my plan was like, okay, I'm in a good space. If no one's watching me and no one's expecting anything, right, I don't got to get this rush of information that I don't know what to do with anyway. Let me just get to 10,000 views. If I can get 10,000 eyes on this, then I know that's going to bring me another check and another opportunity, right? And then what am I going to do with that? I can't do the same thing, right? So what do I want to step it up? Well, look at the last video you just did. I want to step the lighting up. I want to step this up. I want to step that up, right? I want to step the camera up. So, you know, I asked Alejandro, boom, we got to put together another team. Him and my boy Johnny Perkins. My boy Johnny Perkins, actually solid dude. He was like, bro, this is where I end. This is where I stop. This is not really my thing. I helped you with the first video, but I'm out from here. So I always got to keep him in the story because that told me something about humility and like not standing in people's way, you know what I'm saying?
Like your videos are real like unique and it's always like a story behind it. There's a lot of storytelling. Like,
yeah.
Did you like incorporate the author in you, you know, doing that?
Trail shit. You've been through a lot in life. You've probably been through some shit, right? How do we talk about it? You know what I mean? How do we talk about it? And like, you know, how do you talk about it? And how do you talk about where people are going to respond to it? You know, and like through what prism? You know, where it doesn't sound like I'm complaining or it doesn't sound like I don't sound like a fool, right? And that's through art. where people can receive it when they want to, press play when they want to receive it and sit by themselves. You know what I'm saying? No judgment. You know what I mean? Yeah. And I realized that about music videos, about that, about the craft. It gave you the music, and I can combine that with the visuals, right? And so I started telling my own stories. Every narrative that I've ever told has been about me. That's the first time I think I've ever said that.
Yeah.
Like, I never wanted to tell anybody that as I was doing it, mm-hmm. thinking that I was trying to get my own therapy sessions off. I was like, later on, I'll say it. This is later.
Oh, that's really crazy.
Every video that was a narrative was about me.
Was about, now I have something to go back and watch.
Yeah,
for sure.
So if I go back and watch J-Lo video.
J-Lo's.
And she's shaking her ass. I'm like, hold on, Taja there somewhere doing some wild shit.
I wish that was a part of my narrative. No, yeah. But more like the story videos, like Neo's part of the list. I was talking to people, you know, like the whole world will see it. 700 million people will see it. And I am talking to the entire world, but what's unique about it and what's great about it is it's still a way for me to communicate with a person that's sitting right here, right? Where I'm saying, look, either I'm saying, look, I messed up, my bad, or I was just trying to figure it out, or I figured it out, right? This is what happened because I got to see it. I got to sit back and see it from a perspective, you know, where I could see myself, where I could say, Neo, this is what you're going to do. Right? He likes the story. That's the only thing that we're worried about with Neo, right? It's like he likes the story. It matches the song. He's going to go ahead. But the treatment, I'm writing it and I'm going through old text messages. I'm going through old emails. Like, I know all my passwords for all my old emails down to the corny emails because it's like a timeline.
Oh, so you Drake. So you using all that past trauma and putting it into the art.
Yeah, man.
Why, so you Drake, you know what I'm saying?
Because it's real, bro.
That's
it's like
wild.
We think we telling our own stories, just our stories, but my story is your story. And it's your story, and it's your story. And we fail to realize that, right? Because we're so secretive. And I'm like, yeah, I probably wouldn't sit here and tell you everything that I went through. Why the fuck would you want to hear that?
Yeah.
But if I show it to you with this great song, right, and some visuals out in fucking Prague, you know what I'm saying, on this beautiful camera, I'm sure you'll listen time and time again.
Let's go back to, you know, your big break, you know, your first big artist, you know, that you got. And just tell me how you felt about that.
Nervous. Rihanna.
How long did it take? But from the first video to...
So Rihanna was my fifth video of all time.
Holy shit.
Which is exactly...
You came out the gate.
I came out the gate. I was a PA. I was a production assistant twice on two different videos. And I didn't know any better. When you don't know any better, sometimes you can be golden, you know? So I went straight up to the director like, yo, man, I'm Taj from MySpace. Anthony Mandler. I'm like, I'm Taj from MySpace, you know? He's like, yeah, I'm on a $1 million set right now. I don't know who you are, you know what I mean? But we could talk later, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, all right, well, cool, I'm working on the set. So even if he wants to ignore me, he gonna have to talk to me later because I'm getting a check, I'm working on the set. Even at the, you know, as a PA, parking lot attendant, but I'll see you later when you come get your car. And I get my time in, and that's what happened. Wow. I was like, yo, man, like, I want you to see my work. You said you would look at it. You know, I don't care if anybody's frustrated. It's my life. So I showed it to him. He said, you did this? I was like, mm-hmm. It was a video for Trax-A-Million, rest in peace. Trax-A-Million, Jacka, rest in peace, From the Hood. And it was a video that I shot. I didn't make any money on it whatsoever. And I'm just saying that to say that, like, I'm happy that I didn't because I put every single thing that I had into it on the screen. I even took some shoes back.
Yeah.
I'm going to hear that again. I took some shoes back, bro. So because I was this close, this far away from being able to afford the lenses that I wanted. So I took some shoes back that I wanted to wear on set. You know what I'm saying? There's photos of me on that set. And they're all mediums and shots like this. Because I was like, I don't want nobody looking at my shoes.
But that's greater. That's the great thing about being a sneakerhead, though.
Yeah, I was like, man. Yeah. So I was going to take my J's back, man.
You go up to this director, and does he give you a shot?
Well, he gives me a shot in the way that everybody gets a shot. And sometimes, like, people miss it, right? He was like, you did this? I said, yeah. He was like, well, this is cool. This is cool. You talked to the producer yet? You talked to my producer yet? You should talk to him. And I was like, all right, cool. But recognizing what this means, though, he's not just pushing me off. If he's saying, talk to my producer, right, and they're getting money together and they're having success together, he don't want to send them no bullshit. So that sign, that was a sign to me that I'm doing something right. He swung me over to the producer, and the story as of, you know, up until like about 2 years ago, the story goes that the producer loved my work and they called me, and one day when I'm back in Oakland and they signed me. But 2 years ago, my brother was like, I got to tell you something. And this is after I've had all the success, after 15 billion views, everything, traveled the world and everything. And he was like, the producer, and I don't want to say his name, he's like, that producer owed me a favor. And I called him and told him, we'll be even if you sign my brother. I promise you, you won't regret it.
Wow.
And he was like, are you mad at me? And I was like, nah, because I thought that I was, I mean, I did it on my own. I still did it on my own.
You put yourself out there.
I put myself out there. I wasn't aware of that knowledge. And I went as if that didn't happen. So it's all good. But like the courage he had to tell me that after all this time, you know what I'm saying? I was like, yo, I guess this is what.
Yeah, because you got Rihanna video, so it's either it's win or lose, baby.
Yeah, and that Rihanna video didn't have nothing to do with my brother. That was like, yo, I wrote a treatment. Like, I was trying to save my life, bro. I wrote this treatment for Please Don't Stop the Music. And 3 weeks went by, I didn't hear anything. And I'm living in my first apartment in L.A., mm-hmm. a condemned building that I signed a contract to live in. Mm-hmm. That was like, yo, we're tearing the building down in 10 months. You can't complain. Sign this. We won't check your credit or nothing. I only had like $700 anyway, so... moved in, and so I'm down on my, I'm like, I need a job, you know what I mean? And then boom, I get this phone call walking back from Ralph's. Tosh? I was like, yeah, hey, this is whatever his name was, Kevin. What's your passport number? I'm like, my passport number? I don't even have a passport at the time. I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, you're the director for the Rihanna video, right? And I'm like, man, is this a joke? Who is this? And no one else knows about it. You know what I'm saying? He's like, yeah. You must have didn't get the phone calls. You know what I'm saying? So I checked my phone. I had missed all these calls while I was in the grocery store. Wow. Somehow I called back. And they was like, yeah, we've been calling you to congratulate you. You're going to Prague. You're shooting Rihanna's video. Man, I was excited and nervous at the same time.
I could only imagine the jitters you have going into a Rihanna shoot on your fifth shoot ever.
The thing I want to know is the budget. What I do with this budget? How much money do I put in my pocket? Because at the end of the day, it's still about money.
Yeah. And this is
how much money do we put in your pocket after this video?
Let's just say this, man. When I got back home, I was barely able to pay my rent in my condemned building. Because here's the game, too, is that, like, look, we don't got to talk about it. You're doing this Rihanna video, right? She may have needed some convincing, too, at the time. She was 17, 18, something like that, you know? I don't know. But I could feel that there are some things that were happening to make this happen. And I've done everything that I needed to do to make sure that I could be awarded this job, you know? So I could just tell you that, like, and I feel confident saying this now, and for whoever's watching this, no shame in my game. There was some help there, and somebody spoke for me. And I still don't know who, but I could feel like someone spoke for me. She didn't know who I was. When I walked in the trailer, they was like, where's the director? And I was like, I'm right here. You know what I'm saying? I remember that. I was hella embarrassed. I was like, what? I'm right here. You'll see me shining. All right, you'll see me in 10 years. You'll see. They was just looking at me like, all right, let's hear it. And the looks on their faces was like, we're trusting somebody else. You know what I'm saying? We're trusting somebody else. Someone told us about you. We're going to trust you. We're going to be okay no matter what. You may not. So kill this. And I killed it.
Killed it for sure.
I had no choice.
It for sure. But still, what that money look like?
The budget to this day, man, to this day. Okay, so they shot two videos in Prague, right? One video, they had Lamborghini shells, models on the walls. And it was just, it was a massive production. It was for a song called Shut Up and Drive. Mm. And I was looking at that, and I looked at my video. I was in a club, and I was like, why are we in Prague shooting inside of a club? We could have did this in L.A., right? Exactly. Thinking about all these things I need to be thinking about. And we're shooting in a club, and they're like, no, this is a club song. And I think Shut Up and Drive is supposed to be a bigger song. So they put like 800,000 or something like that into that. I think I had 75,000 or something like that, right? Which is another thing, too. It's like, there's a lot that goes into it, the song, how people gravitate to the song, you know what I mean?
Do you feel like you knew how to direct at that time? Because, like, what is a director responsible for?
Staying out of his own way. Staying out of your own way and letting people be as natural as possible. Putting them in the position, but not making them robotic. You can over-direct, you know, and then people are moving like this. And they even know when to stop before you say cut. If people are stopping before you say cut,
You're doing something wrong.
Because what actually, like, how do you pick a production company that you actually want to work with? and be comfortable with.
I got lucky, man. That advice is so hard for me to give because I was so fortunate. Like Tara Razavi was like, you know, like for the majority of my career, she was my executive producer. Born on the same day, you know what I mean? I'm not really too much into Zodiacs, but I think we thought alike. And we had the same kind of like chip on our shoulder that like, oh, you don't want to, like we saw other people getting respect. And I'm like, man, I'm nicer. I can do this. Like I work harder. Like I'm up at night losing sleep over this shit. Like, you know, I'm gonna be in a club. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm getting it. And it's not a competition thing, but it is at the same time, right? Because if I'm not getting the check, then you're gonna get the check, right? And I want to smash. Like if I'm gonna be here, man, like I want to be on No Jumper one day. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. To talk about it.
And let's shout out the editor, because without the editor, there's nothing.
Another thing you get lucky with, that's my best friend. That's my brother. I don't even call him my best friend. That's my brother. Like, to be able to, like, someone that, like, you know, like, we were introduced by Tara, by the way, that was like, I think y'all would work good together. You know what I'm saying? Like, I played a joke when we first like met. It was for Pusha T, Feeling Myself with Kevin Costner, and she was like, I got this new editor. It needed a flair. And I was like, I need to work with a new editor, man. Someone that feels like me, look like me. You know what I'm saying? That just gets it. And she introduced me to him. And when he called me, he was like, yeah, man, I'm the new editor. My name is Dre. I was like, man, I told her I don't want no new editors. He was like, yo, chill. You good, bro? I'm like, no, I'm just playing, bro. Like, and ever since then, we just was rocking. But it was things that he did in the video that you can't explain. It's the things that you can't explain and you can't dissect. And you can't teach that I'm looking for. Mm. Right, I'm looking for the things that I can't do. If I can sit down and do it, then I don't need you.
Do you sit there like in the process the whole time while he's editing?
No, but that gradually. I think in the beginning you're just a little nervous. Or you're like, yo, what you doing? You turning the computer on? Like, what you doing now? What you doing now? You drinking water? Like, what you doing, bro? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, let me see the edit. Let me see the edit. He like, yo, chill. Just let me. You got to learn the process too. Like, let me just live with it for a little minute, right? And basically what he's saying is, like, respect this as an art, because this is an art. And, like, without him, I definitely would not be sitting here.
So how many times are you guys going back and forth on, like, re-edits and stuff on, like, a typical project?
I think toward, like, not that much. I think we'd be, like, between us, our happiness, like, we know when something ain't it. When something, you know what I'm saying? Like, we'll be like, yo, like, bro, this is not, like, and I can be honest with him. That's another thing, too. You got to be able to be honest with each other. If you're trying to save each other's feelings and stuff, like, it could be, you know, I could be like, yo, bro, this is not it. Sometimes I would just have an off, every now and then, you know, I would have an offshoot. Things just didn't go right. And I'd be like, here's the footage, bro. You're the last person at the gate that can save this. You know what I'm saying? And shit, we got nominated for VMAs for him saving videos. You know what I'm saying? Where I was like, whew. I'm looking at him like, bro, thank you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, then you go on to do Jill Scott, Nas, Usher. Like, yeah. You're just doing so many people. Like, it has to feel refreshing, you know, just as a young black man. And, you know, at the height, like, it's just so crazy being in there with those real producers, because it's like you got your Hype Williams. You like, you know, it's people out here. Like, and you were, like, in that category, bro. Like, you've done some monumental shit. You know what I'm saying?
And it went by like that, which is why I'm like, yo, if it went by that fast and you did all of that and you were able to make that impact, then why are you not speaking up for yourself? My name has three letters, T-A-J, right? And then when I was a kid, I would always capitalize it. I wrote it everywhere because there was something about my name being Taj, my last name being Stansberry. Alphabetical order, I'm fucked. Mm-hmm. I'm always at the back of the line, toward the back of the line. And I felt that as a kid, too. I was very observant. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, damn, why my pizza always cold? Da, 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 da. You know, it was a thing, like, seriously, like a thing. And so I started capitalizing my name, right? And then it became Taj vs. Taj, right? And I think people maybe was like, well, he's just adding shit onto his name. I'm like, nah. It's like, on one note, I'm like, yo, look at me. But on another note, I'm like, look at me like I deserve it. And let me tell you why. And I'm sorry I have to retell you this story. But it's me that did all of that. You know what I'm saying?
You're
with the help
right.
of my family.
You damn right I'm going to retell my story.
Yeah,
because
so
a lot
that's
of these
I'm
people,
here.
These kids really don't know. You know
no,
what
they
saying?
Don't know.
You
they don't.
They really don't know. You got to really tell them. You know, one really thing that I found, that one story I found compelling was the story about Kendrick and you directing his video and it's never coming out. Like, I don't know. I'll have to hit Dave, Top, somebody. That motherfucking trailer needs to be shown.
You saw it. You see the trailer?
Or add it. You right, know what I'm saying? Right. Add this shit to something. You know what I'm saying? Like, please.
Well, you know, I look at Kendrick and I see how he's evolved. One thing that he doesn't do is go backwards. He may speak about some things in his life, but the things that pertain to, like, you know, what molded him. I think that was more of a molding moment for me. And where he was a subject in my story, and I didn't see it as that because it's Kendrick. You want to do the best. I mean, like, I did a whole website for that treatment. I was like, nah, you're going to click this, and it's going to open up the music and everything. Like, I was, like, on it, locked myself in, and I was on it where I knew I was going to get it. Like, I kind of, like, threw the laptop out here, bro. Check it out. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is what we're doing. And this is when I was, like, super in my bag, too, where I'm like, I'm going to act in it, too. And that's another thing, right, is if I really want to direct a great video, right? Yeah, I could put myself in it, right? Actors do that. But, like, I got all my energy over here as a director, right? And then I start, like, or just put it this way. Here's me directing, and then everything else is another activity. The more I add other activities, the weaker the fist gets. No power, right? So, but I just wanted to, like, it just shows you that you can get in your own way. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't the creative that made it so that the video didn't come out. I want to get that clear right now. I'm not the reason. The creative wasn't the reason that Money Trees didn't come out. It was something that, like, if you were there, you would miss it. It was like someone called the police. They came to check our permit. We were confident, gave them the permit. But I had a scene that had fire in it, just a little bit. And it wasn't the right permit for that pyro. They shut us down. And in that part of the county, they shut you down. And I think this may be a general rule. You get shut down for 24 hours and you have to pay for a new permit. You get fined and everything. The only problem was he was going on his first world tour. Wow. So we had to shoot. We only had 2 days, 48 hours to shoot this video. And so if we miss a day, then this is what happens. And so when we missed that day and I built this set over a week and a half, gone out to the deep, deep, deep into the valley, Palmdale somewhere, to build this set, cars turned over, everything. Like, I'm sleeping there, basically. Like, we can't just move the set. So no video. Wow.
My idea is to come out with a documentary.
Yeah.
You know, involving everything you've ever done. And that is one of the things that needs to be shown.
Yeah. Well, there's behind-the-scenes footage of it.
You need to show this some way that has to be shown. I don't give a fuck if it's 2 seconds. Like, because that is really crazy. Like, that shit has never happened. I know that fucked you up.
Bro. I was sick until last week. And I mean, you know what I mean? Like, you know, not literally, but like talking about it now, I'm like, oof. But you know, it's like, it's a learning lesson, right? And the thing is I've seen Kendrick since then. And I don't make any excuses. It wasn't my fault, but it's my responsibility. I'm a part of the production. You have to know what's going on. So what's the lesson here? Be a part of the production. Maybe it's time to just stop worrying about the creative. If something's really important to you, you'll protect it in a myriad of ways. And one of those ways is making sure that you have everything, all your T's crossed and all your I's dotted.
Yeah, because I was curious, like, what's the most important thing in, like, creating something in this music video game? Is it, like, the concept or executing the concept? Like, what's the balance in that?
Sometimes the concept saves you and you didn't execute it that well or as well as you thought you could have, right? And the thing is you don't know until the edit comes out, like, how well you executed it comes down. It's not just you, it's Dre, it's the colorist, Kevin Kim, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm shooting people out too. I said I was going to do that. Kevin Kim, you know, people are really quiet, you know what I'm saying, but geniuses, you know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't gonna hear him boast like that. That ain't who he is, but he just won VMA, you know what I'm saying? He ain't even boasting about it. You know what I mean? And that's just who we are. That's who our whole entire clique has been. But I'm just like, yo, but times are changing though, bro. And I'm like, times are changing. Do you want to be forgotten? Where people remember these music videos a la carte?
Yeah, because, you know, a lot of directors, you know, like yourself, they take time off. And I always wonder why. Is it to save the creativity? You know, like, to save what's going on? Because you guys do take a lot of time off. And then, boom, you come back. And you're doing other things, like, and I seen you create, like, your NFT and stuff like that. I'm like, okay, you know, what is the ideas behind this?
Well, I had to grow. Like, you know, like, a lot of my videos and a lot of what people know me for are these narrative videos, these in-depth narrative, non-linear storytelling, you know, music videos that are, you know, 4 to 6 minutes, but you feel like you got an hour's full, right? And that became like the art. But, you know, once my life started to kind of mellow out a little bit, and not as many experiences, if all of a sudden I'm not going out anymore, if all of a sudden I'm changing and I'm evolving, I have to step back, because the last thing I want to do is, you know, have you clapping for the same thing that I did for another artist. And in the game, especially in business, you can do that. You can go to your bank, go to your bag, like, oh, I don't know, this is going to work. You ain't even got to look. You know it's going to go in. You know what I mean? But what does that really mean, though? Like, you know, for my personal goals, it means absolutely nothing. It's actually bad for me, right? So I'm like, that's not a part of what I want, of what I want to do and what I want to be remembered for. I want to be remembered for my evolution. And when you look at some of my first videos, you can still see me in my first videos and in my last video that I shoot, right? But you see all the growth in between. And to me, I don't think there's a better kind of career.
You know, yeah. I always ask, you know, because every category, you got your directors, you got your actors, you got rappers. Everybody always seemingly goes through something in the industry, you mm-hmm. know. And it's always something, somebody trying to fuck over them or, you know, take advantage of them. Or sometimes, you know, the industry just like, you know, it really will bother you, you know. Mm-hmm. And I always wanted to ask you, because you had a partnership with this young director named Colin Tilley, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? And I always wanted to ask you what happened with that relationship with you and him.
You know, plain and simple, when I get up from here, I'm going to go home. You're going to go home, you can go your way, right? And that's what happens. Like, we're sitting here now. And so when we were partners, we were here. We weren't partners. I won't say I discovered Colin, but, like, I brought Colin to LA. I'm a part of his story. Colin did everything that he did. That was his work. He deserves everything that, you know, that he's accomplished. But there's also some negligence there on my end, right? And a learning lesson too. And we want people to be a part of our stories and on the glorious side of it. And everything was great. And we made it to the top of the mountain together. And, you know, mountain's over there. And his mountain's over here. You know what I'm saying? And, like, I wasn't paying attention. And there were some other people involved too. But what I most regret is how long I focused on that shit. Mm-hmm. The anger, right? Like, okay, well, this is like you get fouled in basketball, you don't trip like that, foul. You know what I'm saying? Go back, get the ball, whatever. You got to kind of treat business like that too. Like, oh, okay, I learned something. If you didn't learn something from it, you didn't cash it in, then you lost and you're the dummy and you deserve it damn near. You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, like,
where this comes some type of envy there, you know, at any point?
No, I think it was more so like, and men don't talk about their feelings. My feelings was hurt, man, a little bit by that. You know what I mean? Because it was like, yo, you know, this is when I thought that where you were from, there was like a contract. You know what I'm saying? We came from the same place. I brought you here. You know, you have to, and you should do these things because I did this. And that's not the way things really are. Like, people are looking out for themselves. Yeah, we're working together to get to where we want to get to individually at the end of the day, right? That's a peace of mind that we all have. And we can't ignore that or deny that. Like, it doesn't mean that we're being selfish or anything like that, but to a certain degree, yeah, you're going to go your own way. I never heard them say, like, oh, best director, and then say two directors' names.
Yeah, it was like everyone wants to be the director, yeah, right? Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Or, like, you know, and that's why I probably don't do it enough, but Dre don't get enough credit. He don't get enough credit, man. I'm like, there are videos that probably would have been canned if it wasn't for this dude. You know what I'm saying? Like, I admit it. Like, we're a team, and we're strong, one of the strongest. But, like, there's sometimes where I'm like, bro, I come to him like, yo, like I said, like, yo, this is on you. And what people see in the final product, they give me the credit, right? And then after, you know, and then before me, it's the artist. You know what I'm saying? And so it goes down like that. But it's like his culture is a culture of people that are in the dark working and turn it in, and no one's in there with them.
But that's why I asked about the production side of things, yeah, too, because when I started doing that, I mean, when I started looking in deep, like, and we was working with Colin, and then, you know, we're seeing you, like, I'm asking questions, and I, you know, I get tuned into Rivington, you know. Now everybody becomes a director.
Everybody knows what that situation is. And you know what's funny? 10 years ago, I would have approached this completely different, how to tell the story. The story's still being told. I'm good. I love the way that people look at my work and what I'm respected for. I worked for it. I earned it. I don't want to be in any other situation. Everything happened for a reason. That thing with riveting took me to Atlanta, where I had 6 months to just kind of take some time off and let go of the anger in a peaceful place. You know what I'm saying? To come back to realize that that's not where, that's over. That relationship is over. No relationship is a waste of time. This is my theory and my opinion. You get something from every relationship, but they will end. You know what I'm saying? And like sometimes they end abruptly and it's a little sour and it's like, you know what I mean? But if you don't learn something from it, if you don't look after you get over the anger and all the bitching and everything, right? And like, oh, why you do me like that? Da 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 da. It's like, well, what are you gonna do about it? What you gonna do about it? And that doesn't mean what you're gonna do to them. What are you gonna do about it? You know what I mean? So I did something about it. I'm like, yo, what's up, Dre? Nice to meet you. Let's go kill it. Let's go do some videos that, you know what I'm saying, that get 2 billion views. Let's go travel the world. And then after that, I wasn't even thinking about it. River, what?
As a director, too, like, you seeing these rappers and shit, and you know you are responsible for a lot of the content going on. Like, has there ever been a time where you hit the clubs or you hit the scene and, you know, people really don't know what's going on or who you are? You like, you know what? Fuck that. I need to get my name. You know what I'm saying? I need to really start shining.
Man, I'm going to be honest with you. That kind of happened the opposite way for me. Like, that's where we kind of, like, on that level. Shit, we were shy. I thought I was a motherfucking rapper for a minute. Remember, it was like me. I was like, I'm on a flyer. It says super director, whatever the fuck that means. Super director, okay? And, you know, I was sending the right picture in and shit like that. You know, this is like them days, them 2010, 2011, 2012 days where everything was okay, man, and it was a lot of fun. There wasn't Instagram yet, so everybody went
so
all
in. So there was a lot of bitches involved.
It was a lot of bitches involved. A lot of it. You know, we talk about those times, and those times are just the times that we had access to it, and it was based off the merits of how we made people feel.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? On the set, off set, after set, like, you know what I'm saying? And then when the video comes out, too, like, we did a good job of making people feel included.
How much have the budgets changed over time? Because they talk about like million-dollar videos, and I feel like, are they still doing that nowadays?
If they're looking for you, yeah. If they're looking for you, if you got the goods, not everybody got the goods. You know what I'm saying? And there's some artists that are not going to spend a certain amount. Like J-Lo's not going to do a video for under $300,000. Just doesn't make any sense. Like, why would I do that? You know?
I mean, but it's more so like the women now. They're taking their video still to another height. I think like more so the male artists is like, oh, just get a camera, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Let's go to the stairway.
And action and cut. Do you feel like post it and done?
Do you feel like the attention span is there for music videos like that are more narrative based and kind of longer drawn out nowadays?
Because if it's not, then it's our fault.
Because I feel like nowadays, everyone can just pick up a camera and kind of shoot a music video, or so they think.
Bro, I could take any of these cameras and blow and turn your fucking lights out. This is the fuck I do. Or I cannot and not get your attention. But if I want to, you look at these cameras completely different. No arrogance there. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's just like, that is like what I do. I'm that confident at it. And I study it. I look at everything completely different. Everything is multi-purpose. Like, oh, what is this? Oh, it's a plant, but it's also a pattern. When you shine light through it, how close, the distance will make it sharp, far away will make it, you know what I'm saying, out of focus and make it blurry and it'll flood more, da 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 da. And you may just think that it's a plant, but I'm looking at it, it's foreground, it's this, it's that. It could be all these different things. And once you see the world like that, man, it's your playground. You can literally do anything you want, literally anything. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's what it's made for, and then what you can do with it. And what you can do with it, that list is long. Mm.
Damn, I mean, having a child, do you look at your kid like that? You know what? You can do a whole bunch of shit, my boy. You know what I'm saying? You can run, you can jump, you can fly. You feel me?
Like, yesterday he was like, I don't have a pink crayon. It says to do, you know, to make pink right here. I don't have my pink crayon, doing his homework. I'm like, oh, this is where it matters. Get the views in the music videos. I thought that's where it came in my career. No, this is parenting, fatherhood, right? I was like, well, what colors make pink? We talk about this all the time. He doesn't just sit there for no reason next to my desk all the time. You know, he's like, white and red. I'm like, what color do you put first? Red? And then I didn't say anything. White? I'm like, why don't you try it out? Right? Dad, I made pink. That's what this shit is about. You know what I'm saying? And I'm doing that like all the time. I'm still learning, man. Like, I'm terrified of reaching a point where I feel like I know everything. That is a depressing place to be. I just want to be able to keep working. As long as I can get up and keep working and still have opportunities coming in, then great. But it's up to me to to create them. Like, you know what I mean? Like coming here, it wasn't easy for me to like to, you know what I'm saying? To hit you like, oh, Trail, what's up with the, what's the name? Like, let's do something. I think maybe you even said something to me. I was like, nah, man, for real. Yeah. Like, that's not like, it's, that's not, that hasn't been, that that's not, that's not been who I, but I can't even say it. That's not been who I, that's not, that hasn't been who I am, man, who I've been all this time, right? And I let it go as something that wasn't a problem or wasn't a hindrance to my career, right? But all my objectives require promotion and require me speaking out. No one's gonna speak up for you if you don't speak up for yourself.
Like you said, the times changed.
Yeah.
You see, you see the producer in the video.
Yeah, you see the producer in the video.
The producer got the chain on.
Man, I'm
matter
telling
fact,
you.
The producer is
I
a
can
rapper.
Always tell who the producer is on set, too. He be waiting. He act like he ain't waiting. He on his phone, you know what I'm saying? He got the watch. He letting you know, is it my turn for the cameo? He plays it cool, you know what I'm saying? But he want that cameo,
you
trust me.
You want that cameo.
He want that cameo.
That cameo is fucking important.
You
going to
get
right
a wristwatch? You going to get one of these? Or you going to get one of these? Going to get one of these. And I'll try to put you in a different position, but he going to give you one of them for sure.
Like you said about your kid, though, you know, make it pink, you know, and red and white. But your kid, you know, you live those moments. You always remember those moments, man. It was a story that you told about knowing Barry Bonds' daughter. That was just like real inspirational. Like, bro, this one hit changed my fucking life.
It changed
like,
my whole perspective
this
on
is
things,
it.
Bro.
You feel me? Like,
here's the thing. So this is about, take it back to the whole like Colin riveting thing, right? And mind you, me and Colin, I text Colin the other day. You know what I'm saying? Love you, bro. Man, I love you too, man. Thanks for everything. You know what I'm saying? He's like, he's come around too. And like people are growing up together. So whatever decisions that he made, I didn't ask for no apology from him. I'm not asking for no fucking apology from nobody.
Yeah,
that's the apology
I
don't want.
I know it was something there with him too as well.
Yeah.
You know, for you guys to get over that is like, that's really great for you guys to grow and, you know, pass that hump.
Man, we came up, me and Colin was in a one bedroom to get like my very first apartment. Like, I didn't discover Colin like when everything was like super popping. Like, things were just starting to kind of like rev up. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, yo, I need someone to, someone suggested that I have a camera follow me when I go back home. Right? And sometimes your success looks bigger in other people's eyes. I went back home, everything was completely the same. Like, there's no reason for a camera to be on me at that time, right? Yeah. But there was, because the person that was holding that camera that answered the email was Colin. Mm. And he was like, yo, I love your work. You know what I'm saying? I love your work, bro. I'll come and shoot you whatever you need. I'll come and shoot you. I'll get the cameras from my school. Came, the camera broke. It overheated. He left without even saying anything during the shoot. Struck down to the school. Like, he got back so fast and came back with a new camera. Like, and I was like, yo, where you been? He's, I think I'll get into a camera. Bro, I got to do this. Like, you know, I've been waiting to meet you. And I saw that and I was like, yo, man, this kid, this is what it takes.
It's like you going up to the director, giving him the stuff.
Man, look, he was like, he didn't even want to see my face. He didn't even want to see me being disappointed. So he was like, I'm going to go fix the problem first. That's what I was looking for at that time, too. And I didn't know. Like, if I would have known the things I know now, you know what I'm saying? Like, who knows, man? Me and...
Yeah, because together, I feel like... And, you know, when I seen you guys always together, and, you know, and he shot that Deuces video. And I didn't
I was
see
there
you guys.
For that.
Yeah, I'm like, hold on.
I was there for that, yeah.
Well. He shot that Deuces video. I'm like, you guys, like, what the fuck is going on?
Well, the
this?
Deuces video, I was there. Deuces video, everything was good, and I was there, and I always wanted to be there for Colin. To this day, I'm here for Colin. He called me a year ago, like, y'all need to do this thing for Complex or whatever it is. I want you to be there. Like, you still play the big brother role. Once you stop playing the big brother role, you've never been a big brother anyway. People going to fuck up. You know what I'm saying? People going to make mistakes. And I'm learning this now, and I'm just like, yo, like, do you judge a person by that? And he's hungry, too. In an industry that whispers, you're going to be successful. But sometimes it don't wind up like that.
Yeah.
A lot of talented people that are very unhappy and miserable working jobs that have nothing to do with their passion. And it's over for them.
And that was a very crucial time for Chris, for Colin, for Tyga. Like, that video right there, it was make or break for every fucking body. And
it was.
I remember, and I'm like, how much are we paying him? Because I got to pay him.
I got a check from that video too, though. So like that was the thing too. Was like this is during the time where I remember that shoot I remember that shoot because I don't know why I did, but this is the time where I was like, okay, I got a little money now. I feel confident it's going to keep coming in. So I started doing things that I wanted to do when I was like, didn't have any money, didn't have any kind of opportunity or any value. I'm like, I'm going to go to Gucci. I'm going to buy this $5,000 jacket that's too big. I'm going to buy this stupid-ass jacket. And I remember having it on the Deuces video, but it was so fucking hot. I was like, I'm not taking this jacket off. I'm
keeping this committed. You got to stay committed.
I got to stay committed. You know what I'm saying? And it's just beautiful women walking around. That's where I met Brittany. That's actually where I met Brittany Daly. You know what I'm saying?
Wow, you met Brittany there.
That's where I met.
I didn't want to bring up Brittany.
I know you didn't
want to
bring up Brittany.
We're talking about it.
But
you know
we keeping it real for the baddies today. Yeah, that's where I met B. You know what I'm saying? The only Daly we know.
Did she kind of teach you something? Or did she fuck your life up a little bit? You know what I'm saying?
Man,
she
women
was a
that
wild
pretty
girl.
Always fuck your life up a little bit.
She was a wild girl
in the best ways. But she's a sweet. She's a wild girl. Right, but she was a sweet girl, and we always judge people off of what we see, what they show us when the lights is on, right? But the lights is off more than they on, man. You know what I'm saying? When you really think about it, like you spend more, you got sleep time, you got to lay next to somebody, you got to do all the moments in between the lights coming on and you getting ready for that moment and doing your best. There's moments where you just being normal.
Was you scared to approach her?
Hell
in the
no.
beginning?
I'm gonna play it, bro.
Okay. Oh, you niggas up north. I don't know.
I ain't scared of nobody.
Y'all niggas up north is crazy.
Nobody.
You know what I'm saying? Look, all of this.
If you just gonna say no, you always gonna say no. Here I come. You know what I'm saying? Here I come. What's up? You know what I'm saying?
I like that, man.
Hell no.
Where's Taj at right now in his career?
Right now, I'm Too Short's creative director, working with Too Short right now, which is so ill because he's from Oakland. He's a pioneer. It doesn't get bigger than Too Short. Like, he's religion in Oakland. You know what I'm saying? And so I'm working with him. Always wonder why we never worked together.
Yeah.
And now I know why, right? I know why now, and it's because of I wasn't required. You always think you're required. Like, when you're big and you're doing your thing, right, you're like, man, everybody should want to work with me. But smart businessmen, they do what's required, what makes sense. And I didn't make sense for what he was doing. You know what I'm saying? Until this farewell album, or what may be the farewell album, Sir Too Short. And I got a chance to sit down with him, you know what I mean? A buddy of mine, Steven Crunch, you know, knows his manager and set us down. They say he's from Baltimore. I say Baltimore is the East Coast Oakland, right? And it was crazy because it was like synergy, right? Like, we didn't meet in Oakland. That's not how we worked together. It went through someone in Baltimore, came back around through someone that's from Alameda.
Wow.
To come back to put us together, right? And I just think that's inevitability. Like, it was always going to happen. Nothing was going to stop that. So this is an interesting project. It's an extremely important project to me, because when you're sending someone on their farewell, you're sending them off. You want to send them off the right way. And so he needs to be I don't feel like artists do that, man. Like, they leave and they just kind of die out. Fuck that. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, nah. Oakland's going to be beautiful.
Everlasting impression.
Oakland's going to be big. I'm going to make you as big as you actually are. You've been put 35 years in, and we're going to send you off with a music video? Fuck that. So it's coming.
Yeah.
It's coming. And when it comes, you'll know.
So you directed a TV show too, right?
Yeah, The Therapist. I created it. There was no director. There was a director credit, but, you know, and this is the business of it. Why did I take the credit out for director? Because I was being creative. Well, it's a therapy show, though. So where there's a director, there wouldn't be a director in your therapy session. Directing The Therapist, that's his profession. So if anything, he's the director, right? So Siri Sapnan Singh is a good friend of mine and an amazing therapist. An amazing therapist in person. He's just good. I can't even explain it. I'd be here all day trying to explain it and would fall short. That's the kind of gift he has. And he's really good at getting to know what people want, what they're afraid of, and kind of gauging the pressure that they're under, depending on who it is. Like with Prodigy, I was sitting on set, I was like in awe of how he got Prodigy to talk about this monster that comes, and you know, and he was talking about his illness, how this monster comes and grabs him. You know what I'm saying? To get people to do that. And that was the whole idea of it, was like, I couldn't sell that idea to anybody at first. They were like, what's the difference between that and an interview? Or people were like, oh, therapy sessions should be confidential, you know, and private. Yeah. And I'm like, but should they? Because we're going through a lot. There's a lot of mental illness and a lot of things that are happening, and that, and you know, if that someone to talk to, that probably wouldn't happen. I'm not saying we're going to save the world, but I think that we need to look back at this and we need to switch something up. I think that we need to see a YG who gets shot and has a kid all within like the same, within 18 months, I think it was, right? Mm-hmm. That has all types of different pressures that I don't even really understand.
Right.
You know what I mean? And when I was worked with YG, I think on, I was a visual creative director, I think for, I think it was Still Brazy. He got the Brazies and
so on. Classic.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, and like, and even with him, I was like learning a new culture and coming down here to, you know, being in LA. I had been in LA already for 9-10 years, you know what I'm saying? And then being introduced to him, someone that's as strong-willed as he is, you already know.
Yeah.
He was like, nah, man, this is the way it is, and it got to be like this, and it got to be like that, da-da-da-da. You know what I'm saying? And, like, I had to learn, you know what I mean? But with him, I was like, yo, I got to push him to do this therapy thing, because if he'll do it, and they'll see YG do it, who has everything around him, right, for people to say, oh, man, like, that ain't going to be cool for him. Man, nothing cooler than helping people. There's nothing cooler than giving people courage. I don't care how hard you are or what you're doing. You a sucker if you ain't with that shit. And he ain't no sucker. He was with it, and he understood, and he did it. And not only did he do it, he brought an extra change of clothes to make it seem like he went twice.
No, that's cold.
You know what I'm saying? But that was it, and that was just due to his schedule. He's like, man, I got to go on tour. You know what I'm saying? But, like, man, what can we do? It's the effort and the idea of, like, what you want to do. Manipulation isn't like, everything in art is all manipulation. Manipulation gets a bad rap.
Mm. What's the best artist you ever worked with to this day?
Best artist?
The best experiences you ever had with an artist?
Jennifer Lopez, because of her perfection. She's just a perfectionist. She had her kids on set and read a whole entire book in between takes. Wow. Of her biggest video of all time with 200 people on set. She was reading to her two kids. Then would take her robe off, hand her kids over to Mark Anthony at the time. You know what I'm saying? And at the time, shit, over to Mark Anthony, you know what I'm saying? And would rock and hit and nail everything perfectly. And she's looking at every single detail. Like, after I was done working with her in the finished product, it was premiering on American Idol, I felt like a better director. Mm. I was like, yo, she was calling me at 7 o'clock in the morning, not the label, not Benny Medina. Hey, what's going on, boo? Hey, it's Jenny. I need to talk to you. And what do you think about this idea? What do you think about that? Can you meet me in 30 minutes? Okay, see you then. Bye. Click. You know what I'm saying? Hang on. I'm like, oh, shit, I'm still in bed. You know what I mean? So, like, woke my game up. She's like, you still sleep? I started getting embarrassing.
Wow.
So I started setting my alarm clock, waiting for her calls. Of course, those days she didn't call. You know what I'm saying?
But waiting for your ass. Yeah,
right,
you're
but who
call
are you doing
me.
It for?
Because it's not a thing of, like, the bigger the artist, the harder they are to work with. Like, you experienced that?
Well, no, I think it's how they've handled the pressure, man. Like, some people can't help it. They're just going to be big, whether it be through controversy, whether it just be because they're just fucking gifted. There's some people that ain't going nowhere. As soon as they get on the mic, you're going to love them again. You got the Yays. You got the Nickies. You got the, like, they're just great.
Well, are some of those artists hard to work with? Because my next question would be, like, what's the worst experience you ever had on set?
Worst experience I've ever had on set. All this time, I thought that it was her fault. But it was my fault. And I don't want to say her name because I don't want to even put it in someone's head that at any time I've been blaming her. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I think that whatever I would say, it would really stick to that person. People would be like, oh, she is like that. You know what I'm saying? And really, I got too excited about us linking because of where we're from. You know what I'm saying? And so I expected something that was like, hey, we're from the same thing, but we've never met in Oakland. We don't. No, like, that's, we met on the phone just yesterday through the record label. This is business. And I approached it wanting something that was outside of being a professional. Mm. Or it was like, homie, we from the town, let's do this for the town. And it's like, yeah, I've been doing that for the town, but this is business and I need this 200 grand
to stick.
So here come the problems, you know what I'm saying? And the thing is that, like, if you don't know how to navigate around it, like, you know, I learned this thing from Joan Rivers, rest in peace, because I shot all these e-commercials too. I got into commercials and kind of drifted off and did that too. But I was standing above her one time talking to her, and she grabbed me by my arm. Now, you're not supposed to grab people on set. You already know that. It's like insurance. Anybody can get sued on set. She grabbed me, you know, and brought me down. She was like, what do you think this is? You think I've been doing this all this time? I've been in this, I've been doing this for over 60 years. You think I've been doing this so that a young man can stand above me and talk to me? Would you do that with your grandmother? I was like, nah, like that, you know what I'm saying? And like, super valuable lesson. It's like, read the room. Who are you dealing with? I knew who I was dealing with and still look past that because of something that I saw that was greater and whatever, my romanticizing it. And that's like, bro, that's smoke. You know what I'm saying? Like, get to the job, celebrate later. You know what I'm saying? Focus on your job. Treat every single job that you do, whether it be a $1,000 job, a free job, spec, whatever it is, treat it like you would treat the biggest job. Professionalism, it's not about, you know, whether you're getting paid or not. It's about, it's your attitude. It's about your behavior, right? Your disciplines, right? And you have to learn that time and time again. You have to check yourself. It's not something you get, click it, and it's on for good. It's permanent. No, it's something, for me at least, where I've had to, like, check myself because I get excited, man. I really love this shit. And I love the romantic story of, like, two people from Oakland working together, and they did it for Oakland. They stood on top of the Coliseum, and fireworks went off. That's not the business. And we still went number one. I don't know if that's a good part or the sad part.
No, that's a good part. You know what I'm saying? Good learning experience.
Right.
So, but before we get out of here, man.
Yeah,
you know
man.
What I'm saying? It was nice talking to you. Nice having you.
Man, I'm happy to see you, man. And by the way, every time people come here, man, like I notice, because I started watching No Jumper a lot, when I'm on something, I'm like, I'm going to be on that motherfucking show. So I started watching it. I started keying in on it a lot, right? And, you know, bringing it to fruition. And people respect you, man, and it's just for who you are, man, for what you are, what you represent, how you hold your shit down, bro, no matter what the situation is.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you've always been even keel. You've been good for us and for this thing of ours.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I appreciate you, man.
I appreciate it, man.
Thank you, man. Absolutely.
But yeah, man, again, thanks for having me. I mean, having you.
No, thanks. All the way around, man. All the way around.
I appreciate you.
I want to give one shout out to LaVera Wilson, an amazing producer, an amazing woman in my life that has been like killing it. So, like, if we ain't talking about who's coming up next, you know, especially if they by your side, it don't make no sense. So, look out for her. She's a producer. They also don't get a lot of credit, but you'll see her name. It's inevitable. She's one of those people. So, that's that, and I think that's all I got to say about everything.
Oh, no. Before you get out of here.
Oh, word. You got someone?
What did they supposed to nominate you for? You know what I'm saying? What did you think you were supposed to win? Like, for what video?
They're supposed to make, I don't know. That's not up to me. That's the, you know what? I was actually, like, thinking about that, what the right answer is, and then it just clicked to me. That's up to them. I deserve something. And the thing is that, like, yo, I'm not, I know it's Black Entertainment Television, and people are like, well, they're not owned by Black people. Nah, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, every year they nominate all these different directors for something. People that sometimes didn't even do a video that year. I'm not hating on nobody. Get it where you can. I'm a hustler too, so I get it, right? Take what you can get, right? But I deserve it. I deserve it. And I don't have to, if you look at my, just look at my resume and look at the things that I've done and see the way that I did it. Look at the interviews. I haven't changed my speech when it comes to why I'm doing this. You know what I'm saying? And I deserve it. And here's the thing. If they give it to me now, I'll accept it. Will I accept it with a grain of salt because I had to say something? I don't know. I'll never give that answer. But like, I deserve it. And so now it's time to speak up. I'm not waiting on nobody no more.
Nah, fuck that, BET. We need that. You know what I'm saying?
BET specifically. Get my boy in there. Specifically, though. Specifically. Yeah. Like, I know that they're like MTVs and it could be like whatever, like Oscar, whatever. You know what I'm saying? I think they have like a category for short film. It's about the company that starts with Black. You know what I'm saying? And I'm Black. You know what I'm saying? And like, yo, this is not no struggle story. Not like this. This is a triumphant story. This is a celebration. I'm not asking you to help me. I'm asking you to celebrate me. Give me the attention that I've put all this work, the work that I come up with at night, it goes on to your network. I had 6 videos on 106 and Park at one time. I don't get the nomination, whatever, man. Maybe the video, I don't know. I don't care. Let me present the award. Make me feel something. That's all I'm saying. And I ain't bitching about it.
You hear that, BET? We need that, man. We gone.